Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 how you doing, baby? You look mighty fine, I figured I might come your way and roll up on you with that golden ticket. Shawty, can I get your digits? Maybe we can kick it. Oh, baby, think I know what's next. Double step and follow that, she hit me with that text. She wanna know me more than just a homie. I can see from those emojis, wanna get all on me. Wow, we can take it slow now. Tell me what you like, I take you where you wanna go now. How you gonna make them plans and cancel on the same night? Trying to sing it forward, you more like a merry-go-round. Oh, wow.
You just wasted all my time, you know.
Just wasted all my time, you just wasted all my time.
Tell you won't be with my time.
Smell irresistible. The new Axe Effect.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I expect a whole lot of love out of you. You got to be good to me.
Hey.
things I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
This is a product of WBNN. This is Know Your Rights, and I'm your host, Terrence Trent, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in family, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, and of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Oladeli and ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. Topic for this evening is Spirituality, A New Perspective, interview with UFO researcher Eugene Braxton, part two. So, you are not yourself. You are somebody else. You are somebody else looking for yourself. And when the two of you meet and agree upon touching anything, it shall be given to you by the Father who is in heaven. Let those that have understanding increase in understanding. And that was by Eugene Braxton in his book, Chapter 1, Who Are You? All right, family. So 4 weeks ago, we had Brother Braxton on to talk about some of these topics, UFO abductions, astral projections, and the like. And we have him back for part two to finish and to go a little further. So I would like for you guys to call in, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And, of course, this is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. So we were just talking on the pre-show, just talking about why it's important to learn this and how we got to get past spookism in the African-American communities, just afraid to even talk about this stuff. Because anything that's not spoken about at your churches is of the devil and of the occult. And it's unfortunate because all this stuff is connected with meta spirituality and the life of a meta and the fact that we're souls, spiritual souls having an earthly experience. This is all part of it. And so when you have conversations like this, it's a constant reminder of where we are and who we are. And many of us don't know who we are. We're just down here wandering, waiting to leave here. So the main reason, the reason that I have the show that I have, and we talk about the things that we talk about, is to help us all to see a need to expand more. And so that's why I have Mr. Braxton on here tonight, talking about stuff that seemingly doesn't make any sense, that we don't need to know. But we're going to find out tonight if it makes some sense or not. So thanks for joining us. So let's get started. Mr. Braxton, are you on? Hello? Mr. Braxton? Are you there? Can you hear me?
All right. As you try to get Mr. Braxton on here, this is a powerful, powerful message that you're about to respond upon. As you're getting your electronic technicians together, getting him on, I'm going to play another track. And as we get this together, y'all, remember, call in. All the folks out there listening to Facebook Live, come on now. You know, don't just look at Terrace. Talk to Terrace at 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. La, la, la for you, baby.
Out of my hands. Now you wanna know how strong I am. All I can say,
right, you can you hear me?
I can hear you.
And the music is off. Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, good. Okay, I knew we would get it together. All right, so let's get started with the questions, okay? So why is it important to understand the metaphysical properties of melanin? And first of all,
Of melanin,
what are the properties of melanin?
Well, like I said before, I'm not any kind of melanin expert, but I've studied it on the side, and people of color have melanin, and especially the blacks, because they have the most. The darker the color, the more melanin. And melanin is like a binding agent that, and that's good in good and bad ways. There's some good things to, it's mainly, melanin is mainly good. The one negative thing with the binding property is that if a person, say, he goes out and has stays at the bar all night, that alcohol will stay in his system longer because it's binded to the melanin, longer than it would a person of lighter color. But with the positive things, it's like about at least 98% positive. Just from the fact of the sun, how it protects us from the sun. Neurology-wise, we see quicker. We move quicker. The nerves are faster. The reflexes are faster. The skin is more durable, but it's actually super sensitive, too. So there's good like outside properties to it. Like with the skin, it doesn't age as fast because there's more oil in our skins. We don't age as fast. Also, that I'm sure that melanin helps us our aging process too, to not speed up like that. But on the outer appearance, a lot of blacks look way younger than they are.
Right.
So the melanin helps our reflexes, our thinking quickness. What else? So many things. The eyesight. So many things. The extrasensory perception. Super powerful with that. And our pineal gland that's in the back of our head is loaded with melanin. I've actually had doctors feel the pineal gland, and she said, wow, you have a big one. Because there's like a little bump you can feel at the back of your head, right in the middle, the lower middle. And that's the pineal gland. And that's ours is loaded with melanin. The melanin super increases the psychic abilities, whether you use them or not.
Mr. Braxton, does everyone have melanin in their pineal gland? Like everyone?
Everyone has some, yes. But the more melanin, the more the pineal gland, which is like the psychic center, is stronger. But all groups have psychic powers, of course. And all groups have some melanin in their genetic history.
Okay. So is it a spiritual advantage to have it? I mean, I know that's a weird question. So you're saying that it is a spiritual.
Definitely.
Why is that exactly?
Well, there's more sensitivity. There's more awareness of that invisible world, a high awareness. There's more intuitiveness. There's more automatic knowing and the speed of the thought. Also, there's with the way of thinking, the melanated person could, let's say you go with a white friend to the pyramids, and so where the white college friend is measuring it, weighing it, and all that, sizing it up, the black or the melanated one can look at it and symbolically understand. The pyramid will relay a message to his mind about exactly what the pyramid is in a three-dimensional way. It's not so necessary to measure it like that. He can automatically understand it just by looking at it or thinking about it. That's where the melanin is. So where the other group may have to break it down brick by brick, weigh the bricks, you know, like that, where they deconstruct a spacecraft to try and figure out what it is, where the other melanated groups could automatically just look at it and automatically know what it is. And that automatic knowing, that's part of the cosmic consciousness and mysticism. And the spirituality, when you get up close with God, you automatically know things. You don't even really have to think. You just automatically know.
Right. So in that, so it sounds like it's a very unusual thing that helps us to be more in tune. You said it's a binder. So when we're out of balance, right, when you talk about the melanated people or people that have more melanin or less melanin, when we're out of balance or we're out of alignment, can it actually work against us?
Yeah, well, I mean, anything can work against you if you don't use it, right? But, yeah,
right.
Let's see. I'll try and give you an example. The melanated person may be too sensitive. They're super reacting to everything. You've seen this out on the street. They're overreacting. And so
right.
People like that need to put some silver on them. You see them walk around. Huh?
You should really put some silver on them.
Yeah, that cools you down, emotional-wise.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And a lot of the blacks, like you see the young blacks, the street, they'll be walking around with gold chains. That hypens you up. That's gold is if you're weak and sickly, you put gold on. Silver is if you're super buck strong and need to just calm and settle down, you put on silver. That'll calm you right down. Take off the gold. Or you can add a mixture. But things like that react quickly with us. We're sensitive, and we have a good system. And we just need, once we clean it up, it works super good. The white scientists know, but time for the blacks to understand who they are and what they are, like
right.
Medically, psychologically, spiritually, and all that. And they're waking
right.
up. No, we have to wake up now.
All right, so... In your book, you talked about primal ecstasy, primal fear, and how spiritual illusions affect us here on Earth. Explain that. Like, what are you talking about with that? Primal ecstasy, primal fear, and how spiritual illusions affect us here on Earth.
Okay, they are two separate things. The primal ecstasy and the primal fear is different from the spiritual illusions. So I guess I'll start with the first two. The human beings were created by the Creator in such a way that ecstasy is the only dependable method of conduct/control in sentient beings. Ecstasy, which is a high spiritual level, is also associated with that process of transformation between life and death. So humans have like a trigger system where they get turned on, you know, especially after 18, 17, when they become adults. And it's really not activated before that, not like that. But they have a, and it's so that they can, you know, procreate and stuff. But those trigger systems, just like that quote, can be used for control and also conduct. So we were built in an ecstatic way. We'll get into the aliens and ecstasy later, but so that's the ecstasy part. People can be stimulated, animals, any living thing can be stimulated, and that's the ecstasy part. But the primal fear, and they're polar opposites, primal fear is when, here's an example, you're paralyzed, half awake, half asleep, and can't move, and you feel, like for me, whenever I fought back against it, the paralyzation would be tighter. And tighter until I either passed out or was paralyzed. So that's an example of primal fear. Primal fear can be when you're in the street and you know you're about to get attacked or a cop stops you and he pulls out his gun and points it at you. So primal, and also that's a great controller. Fear, especially primal fear, which is life or death fear, where you're in the woods and an animal jumps down a wall or you're about to hit by a car and you turn and see it. That's the primal fear. And those components are both in the esoteric realms. And that's why the controlling of emotions can help you get right through those two polar opposites of primal ecstasy and primal fear. And I saw both of those aspects, both in near-death and UFO research.
Okay, all right. I think we have a caller in the queue. Caller one, who am I speaking with? You want to know your right
show? It's Jerry Petito, sweetie.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
Hey, Jerry, yes.
Hey, sweetie. How are both of you?
Good.
This is so cool. Because
like Karen said, it's a little warmer now, so that helps.
You're right about that. It's so cool what you said about the gold and silver. My daughter-in-law is of color, and my granddaughter's part black, and I am going to tell her no more gold.
Yeah, it's too squat. If the person's normally healthy, they can just keep the gold in the safe or in the, you know.
I'm totally like into natural everything. I'm a natural nutritional health coach. Everything in my house is organic. I'm vegan. But what's funny is back in the day, all the Italians, we all had to wear gold, right? I got everything dipped in white gold. I did not like anything gold. So is white gold just as good as silver?
You mean
or no?
Gold-plated, white-colored gold?
Like white gold. You would take your... I took all my jewelry to this jeweler, and he dipped my yellow gold stuff back many moons ago into white gold.
I think the gold would still have an effect.
Darn it. Okay.
And some people wear it like the blacks and Italians. The gold looks good on them. You know,
I don't like it.
Good.
Yeah, I didn't. I never liked
some people
gold.
Don't.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
But you're very interesting, man. Listening to
good.
You guys is amazing.
Yeah, well, Terrence, it's easy to talk to him. We had a good talk this weekend, in fact.
Very cool. So I know you probably have a lot of callers. I just wanted to call in and support you, say hello to you, say hello to your guests, and love you, man.
Yeah, I was thinking about your fasting stuff that we talked about last week. Some good info. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, it's pretty
Jerry,
cool. Oh, I want to tell you who my guest is going to be. Yes.
Okay.
June 28th, Tuesday at 9:30. Oh, my gosh, Terry King from the Drifters.
Okay.
Okay, David? Yes.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
And he has his granddaughters. He created the Driftettes, and they might be calling in as well.
Okay.
Cool, right?
Great. Thank you for calling in, Jerry.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I think we have a track next by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting legend, Brother O. You got for us.
Let's have a real good time. Yeah. Yeah. Some people don't know what it means to have a real, real good time. Said something. Yeah. I remember a long time ago. My mother told me, son, no matter where you go, try to have yourself a real, real good time. So I thought tonight would be a fine time for you and I to get together.
All right. All right, Mr. Braxton, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. Let's talk about the people of color and their psychic abilities. And I guess this is due to the melanin. What are your thoughts about that and psychic ability?
Well, the people of color do have them. A lot of times they don't use them because they're too busy with struggle surviving and hardness of life. But they could actually use those abilities to help them in life because they have them naturally to a good amount. And a lot of people are trying to, I mean, through spirituality, you get those abilities naturally just by the study of or experience of spiritual things. But it's good to develop them without the spirit, just to develop them as an extra sense, like you would, you know, a runner or a weightlifter. It's good to have them as exercises because it'll lead you into spirituality. And we can explain how to do that too, how to get into it.
Now, I thought your comment about the gold and silver that Jerry was talking about was very pertinent. I think that's something that's very useful for a lot of us to know how stones and gems impact us. Because of that, that's something that's for us to know. There's also a disturbing trend for black organs. Can you talk a little bit about that and why that is, and that is a disturbing trend where there are colors for organs?
A disturbing trend for black organs, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I used to work at Temple Hospital. I worked there for 14 years. Well, 20 years altogether, but 14 years at the hospital in the emergency room. And I worked with the Temple Police, so we could have almost access to almost any place. It's a hospital or main campus that we wanted. So I'd be in the emergency room watching the doctors save or lose people. And so I was working one day in the this is in the 90s. So they had a plaque trying hard, they noticed, to get the plaque in Spanish to donate the organs. And any kid who got shot in the street in Philly and was brought there and died, they quickly harvest those organs and then fly them to another hospital. So they had paid like up to maybe $70,000. To get that one kidney or liver that would keep the person alive for another 25 years. So I saw that on this little plaque that was right there when everyone could walk, and I saw that they had Michael Jordan, a black athlete, as the spokesman, as kind of like a lure to get the blacks. And none of the blacks wanted to do it. They would walk by, and sometimes they'd even have a nurse, a black nurse, trying to get them into it because it's money for the hospital. But none, they were really reluctant to do it, having their loved ones chopped up. I mean, quickly, diced up, organs out, and then body shipped to the funeral guy. A lot of times they'll stuff newspapers. You've heard stories of that. So the black organs work better in the whites and other groups.
Is that because of the melanin content?
Because of the melanin. They're better. The surgery is better. The people live longer when they get out of them. But the white organs don't work at all in the black bodies. The black bodies reject them. They won't take them. But our organs work super well with them. And that's why the super push, even up till now, especially in the 90s, to get those black organs. Because there was a lot of rich grounds. It was needed a heart, needed a... Just like there was a black football, North of Oakland, Pennsylvania, a black football player who got killed by some gangsters in Pittsburgh, or in Pennsylvania somewhere. Big athlete. He went to college and close. So they quit within 19 minutes. They didn't even call the fan. 19 minutes, they had his heart out, gave it to the governor, Casey. He lived many years after that. So that kind of stuff. And I doubt that they give the families money for this or like that. But they work well in them. And they won't work at all in our bodies. And I had a Spanish close friend, and she had kids, and I had kids, so we were family. And she was waiting for a kidney. She never got it because she didn't have the money. And so that organ thing is not good. And you hear about these blacks disappearing. And some, they find that their organs were taken out. Funeral people, they take out the organs because it's big money. The medical examiner, he'll take them out, especially a young, black, healthy, black, little girl, 15. They know that liver's going to last another 60 years. So that's the game with that.
Wow. Interesting.
So all right. Both my parents said, we'll donate our stuff. And then the center gets to cremate them. But I'm not doing that unless it goes to my son, my family, or someone, or our black side first. Because you're not going to use like that.
Wow. All right, so that's pretty wild. All right, so I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller two, who am I speaking with?
Hi, peace and blessings, Brother Terrence, and peace and blessings to your guests.
How are you doing,
Bessie? Oh, I'm okay. I'm enjoying his thesis on melanin. I love it. I have a question for your guest. Can frequency affect melanin? Frequencies has changed in the music when they create the albums. When they used to create the albums were black, and they had a needle, maybe was diamond or something like that, and the cassettes were of a dark color.
Yeah.
It was close to melanin. Do you think the change in the music industry frequency and the frequencies all around us changes the melanin in people?
Yeah, that was actually an excellent question. Something I forgot to mention, how the music and frequencies and beats affect us fully. And because we feel those beats, just like when we dance and the other groups try to copy our dance moves. We're just a few because we have those 9 strands of DNA. The other groups only had 6, and some had less than 6. So our movements we just move at a higher and different level. And when we hear music, it goes right through us. It permeates us because of the melanin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a super receiver, too, and we bind into it. We literally become one with it. That was a perfect question. There's more research on that. But music, melanin, frequencies, and beats, are all amplified because of the melanin. So we have to use that in a good way.
Right.
So the music, if it's changing, it changes a person's character also?
Definitely. And personality, yep. Just how you saw the change from music after, let's say, 86 till now, and how the people are acting, And because we get into it, we feel it, we absorb it. Melanin absorbs things, too. Like, we absorb the sunlight, we get vitamin D. We absorb it well. Our bones are getting strong. And the other groups just can't do it, not what we can. And that melanin helps with all of that. It's definitely something for the black to study, because they have a yearly conference in Paris, where all white scientists get together and discuss melanin. How can they extract it? How can they use it in their bodies? Because they know how good it is. And it's worth more than gold by the ounce. It's a valuable thing.
Yeah.
And that's why you see the blood donation centers, everything. We have a good system. That's the highest of all the groups. Like I said, we have 9 DNA strands. The other groups have 6, and then some even at 3. And that's why when they see Michael Jordan or Mike Tyson or someone like that, and they see them as almost gods. And so we have to use that God part of ourselves to get to a higher level. And we can do it quick. We learn quick. We have great memories. It's a lot with the melanin. But there's other things that we can talk about, too. Terrence is obsessed with melanin. That's good, though. But I got a lot of other stuff to talk about, too, Terrence.
All right.
This is great question, Sister Betsy.
That was a good question.
Do you have any more, Sister Betsy?
Before Sister Betsy comes on, I got to say something, too. I got to say something right now. This is Oladele and Malewa and Gozi Ann. And Eugene and Bessie, this is to you. And Terrence, I want you to listen to learn. Look at a person that came into the major leagues in 1947 as a 25-year-old rookie, okay, going through what he went through and the stresses that he went through, okay? Yes. You look at Jackie Robinson and how he changed the game of baseball, all right? That's amazing in itself. Someone's moving around. Please stop moving. The changing the game of baseball. You know what I mean? As a 25-year-old rookie, going through what he went through, the shame, you know, the deprivation of, you know, just being black, the only one on the field that was black, and performing a high level. The man hit 323 for the whole season and couldn't utter a mumbling word back to any white person. That just shows you how what Eugene just said hit me. That's why I had to come on the show. Because, you know, when Terrence knows, historically, when it hits me, I'm gonna talk about it. I'm going to tell it to the hot, I'm going to tell it to the cold, I'm going to tell the young, I'm going to tell it to the old. What Jackie Robinson did was God status. And Branch Rickey said something to Jackie Robinson after that Phillies game, that notorious Phillies game, Ben Chapman being a notorious racist manager, Sister Bessie, right? And all the N-words he said, and your mama is a black cat, and all that type of stuff. And Jackie was there.
They would fight with him on the way to running the bases. They would fist fight with him.
That's correct.
Go home. Get to home.
That's correct. But he still made it home because of God-like status. So here's my point. That, you know, Branch Rickey said to him that I went past a sandlot yesterday, and there was white kids saying, I'm Jackie Robinson. This is 1947. Now back to our program.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Brother O. Brother Terrence, I have one more question for your guest. They had an incident that this black family was looking for their son. And what happened was that the son was on a table in a university where they were experimenting on his body. And the family did not know because when he got shot, the hospital released him to this university institution for them to experiment on the body. So what do you feel about when they take bodies like that and the family doesn't even know where the body is?
I worked at the hospital for 2 years, and I was able to go in the hospital, the emergency room, the upper floors, and then across the street to the research buildings, too, which I worked on. And so they had on one floor all the bodies of people who had died, some white, some black. And that was interesting, too, because they almost looked like mannequins. But we noticed that when you went up to the bodies, like, I was up there with a female coworker, and we looked at one body one night when no one else was around, and we touched the skin of this black guy's body, and the skin broke off like a chicken, you know, the skin of a chicken, a cooked chicken wing, and then underneath there was like pale white skin, and that was deep. So underneath it was like a coating over him. And then after he died and the energy was out of his body, it became like a chicken skin type of thing. It was so brittle, it cracked off, and we could see underneath it was white. I've heard about a couple of cases where the one black basketball player was killed, then rolled up in a wrestling mat, and his organs were taken and then stuffed with newspaper. There's a lot of games being played on the black. And the organ thing is one, because that organ black market is a big racket and has been for a long time. But the blacks have to be careful about giving your blood and your organs away. I wouldn't give any of my organs away unless they went to a black person, because 99% of the time they're going to go to a non-black person. When there's blacks on those organs too, but they just can't afford it.
Thank you so much for your answers. I loved it. And I'm a fellow host. I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. My show will be on the 29th of this month.
Okay, Sister Bessie. Thanks for calling. Sister, you know, I love Bessie. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, brother.
All right. Caller, I think we have another caller in the queue, Mr. Eugene. Caller three, who am I speaking with?
Hello, Terrace. This is Mo Garman. How are you?
How are you doing, Ms. Garman?
Hi, Mo.
I am doing well. I wanted to call in and support your show, but I wanted to say you're making some very interesting comments, Mr. Braxton, especially on how silver affects us. I have a question. Do crystals like rose quartz or amber or citrine affect us with melanin, or is that just a myth? And also, I'm a retired nurse, so I have noticed that there is a push for harvesting organs in the African-American community. So your rationale is fascinating. I didn't piece it together with melanin and that the organs worked better, but I did notice that they were harvesting a lot of organs from African-American kids.
Are you serious about love? Are you serious?
Yeah.
And I used to work at Temple, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Okay, you probably know some of the nurses and doctors, right? Although that was a while ago. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, we get utilized in so many ways, you know, and we got to stop that. And one of the ways is through spirituality, because you automatically know things that you need to know. Like, information comes to you. Whatever you want to know about, it just comes. So once the blacks, and that's what they don't want the blacks, once the blacks learn how to tap into their God mind, their subconscious, or their superconscious that's directly connected to God, then they could easily have anything you want. You see the stuff that we do, like that one black boy in Africa, he gets electricity out of the air, and he turned on a TV with no plug out in the desert, and it turned on because he knew how to do it. He just automatically knew. And they checked it out. They seen that he was right, and they said they're protecting him now because there's a lot of companies that won that claim did. So the blacks have to – we're way more valuable than we think. And white scientists know. And the whites see what they can do, but the blacks have to wake up.
Right. Right.
What about the crystals? Is there any effect on black people?
They work super good on us, especially if the black person is into meditation, fasting, has a clean body, gets away from meat and grease and that kind of stuff. It works super good. Works better in us than in any group. And that's the power we have to tap into. But yes, the crystal. I used to walk around with, you know, the Crown Royal pouches, like those little velvet pouches they had back in the day.
Yeah.
So I had one of those. I just found it on the street. So I kept it because it was nice and soft. So I stacked it with silver bands and bracelets and stuff. And then I stacked it with crystals. I used to walk around with that. I was super psychic with it, but almost too psychic. And then I put a little gold in. But, yeah, the crystals work super good with us, especially if we have a clean system, a clean thinking head, too. Phyllis, you'll remember all your dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
Are you recommending that we wear crystals, Eugene? Do you think we should wear crystals?
It depends. If you need to be psychic one day or just feel like being in a softer intuitive mode, then yeah, put some crystals in your pockets or in a little, keep them on you in your shirt pocket or wear them as a pendant inside. Don't let people see that stuff because they don't, you don't really want it for the outside attention. You want it for the inside development. But yeah, carry some quartz crystals around. If you have a hot temper, keep some crystals and silver on you because gold, that gold is a daytime thing. Silver and crystals are a nighttime thing. You can use them at noonday too, but so the nighttime with dreaming goes with crystals. The daytime with the sun and the gold go with. So football players, construction workers, those type, anyone who has strenuous stuff to do, to wear gold. It looks good, but it also has an effect, a strengthening where you're bolder. You know, it's like the crystals would be the non-drinker, and the drinker would be wearing gold. You can see the difference in the behaviors.
Hmm.
Wow.
And so
Thank you.
Also you can blend them too. We're an equal amount to where it blends out to your own physiology. But yeah, rings, if you, like I used to wear a ring, silver ring, maybe one on each hand, turquoise bracelet, that I, and then I substituted that with an all crystal bracelet with a copper band that I made. Because all you got to do is get a $5 crystal, crack it up, put it on the band, and then glue it with some, you know, artistic cement. But yeah, do all that stuff. Because back then when I did that stuff, I was into getting more psychic powers and getting more cosmic or universal knowledge. Things that just pop into your head and you know automatically, or manifesting things to come into your life that you say, I need this or want this now. The crystals and stuff can help with that too. And you can also find out which arm, each one arm is an arm that can send out energy and the other one is an arm that can receive energy. Figure out which one is the one you want to receive energy, like if you're feeling weak, or send out stuff, like if you're mad at someone. And then you put the stuff on that arm, the arm that you want to accentuate. But there's a lot. There's a lot. I wish we had 3 hours. We could really get into some stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, talk about this. Did he answer all your questions, Mo?
Yes, he did. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mo.
Wow. All right. Wow. We another track by the Radio Hall of Fame broadcast. Brother, what you got for us?
She's
family. Like the music, but all right, I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 4, who am I speaking with? You want to know your right show?
Yes, you're speaking to the legendary Mr. Al Green. I got a couple of questions I want to ask you and your special guest right quick. Why do people break up? Ooh, and turn around and make up.
Wow, that's
y'all
pretty good.
How y'all doing?
Good. Is this Al Green?
Hey, on the real, hey, thank you so much for this show here. I'm telling you, it is, to me, I feel like it's the sun is finally starting to shine. When I reflect on so much stuff they have put, Melanites in particular, as well as, you know, all people on this planet, into a state of ignorance because everything's black and everything's dark has got to be bad and disgusting and all kind of things. And then to hear you come on this show and speak about one of the best-kept secrets of our time, it's no excuse for us not to wake up now.
Yes.
I definitely wanted to take time to put that on record. The other thing I want to say to you, Mr. Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 22, can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, sir, Brother Hooney.
I want to say congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee and 2020 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Terry Strength, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 41st all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship. You already know as your content manager, I'm proud of you. This is another notch and another step towards going from nominated to actually being enshrined into the hall, man. You know I'm on your side, man, and I give thanks to all all for you, okay?
Thank you, Brother Hooney. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I'm asking all of us.
Terrence is really cool. And nice, too, which is really important.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Braxton. Wow. Unbelievable. Hooney Bakatoon. Is he still there? He leave? Okay, I guess he left. All right.
I'm here.
When is your next show?
Whew, man, it'd be, I guess, something like 27 evenings from what, last week? I think it's June 7th, I believe, on a Thursday.
Okay.
Hey, okay. Keep that date, man, because I'm doing something very, very special about the fathers, man. I'm going to revisit something that I did before, especially after that disturbing news I heard last night, man. It's time for us to revisit that, the Fear of the Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Coming up in
June, that's
the 1st of June.
That's important,
okay. Absolutely. Thank you, Hooney. Thank you, as always. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right, I think we have a caller 5 in the queue. Caller 5, who am I speaking with?
Hey, Terrence. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp. I was just calling in to support you and your guest, Braxton, regarding the segment. Early on, he mentioned crystals, but I wanted to see how does he feel about the different chakras, and is he a user of essential oils, doTERRA or Young Living essential oil?
Okay. Hi, miss. The chakras, I've studied them and looked into them a little, and there was an interesting thing one day, because I knew about them, but had never experienced them. So one day, I was doing some breathing meditations, and I felt like my heart opening, like kind of the same feel if you've ever had like a penicillin, a tooth infection, and how the pen. I felt my heart opening, and then in my mind's eye, I saw a red lotus flower opening too, and I saw that as my heart chakra opening. But oh, that kundalini thing is kind of connected to the chakras too, because I've had that. And you can actually produce that at will. But and what was the second part of your question?
And the second part was essential oils, because I know people use essential oils to practice mindfulness, just to calm them, like lavender, there's peace and calming. Those are just a few from Young Living essential oils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been getting into them recently. I would say maybe I've always heard of them, but didn't really fully knew what they were or thought about getting into them about 2.5 years ago. Because I had used things like vinegar and stuff for neck aches and stuff like that, but I saw that there were some oils like peppermint, the eucalyptus and spearmint that were also good, not just for like bones and aches, but for also breathing, cleaning, just keeping your inside and outside clean. So I like the oils. Some oils, they are relaxing. Also, I've been trying oils on my hair for longer hair growth. And yeah, definitely the essential oils is something I need to study more about. But I see there's a lot of value in them because they go right into you, the good ones. And yeah, I like the essential oil.
Awesome. Yeah, and thank you for weighing in on the chakras and the essential oils. I thought that was important to just bring up since you had mentioned the crystals, because there's so many different natural remedies and modalities to be used out there.
There are. And it's good that people of all races are studying this higher consciousness, higher thinking, higher spiritual development. Because I saw that in this world of spirituality and higher knowledge, that people don't really go by color, not at all. I thought I might have problems when I came out as a black researcher or a black mystic. But no one, not even once, said a word about me being black. They really just wanted the information. People know this kind of information is true and it's right and can be of good value. So that's why I like it too, because it's colorless. It's just people who want to reach a higher level. And they're doing it fast too.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Next show, Genesis, Mr. Morris.
Thank you so much, Terrace. And what was that question, Terrace?
I said, when is your next show? She's one of our hosts, Mr. Braxton.
Okay.
When is your next
show? Check her out.
Yep.
So I just had my show yesterday, so the next show is in 4 weeks. So that would put it around June 6th. Well, around June 6th or 13th. I may have miscalculated.
Okay.
Thank you, June 6th. All right, well, thank you for coming. I really appreciate you. I hope you answered your questions. All right, and I think it's time for another track by Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Brother, you have another track for us?
Now that you're with me, I want to keep you free to do the things that you want to do. The joy in life is loving you, but now the day has come to let you know where I'm coming from. Yeah, the best of my years will go to you. The only thing I can do, but these things don't come overnight. Loving you, baby, and I think I'm right. Let me say before I forget, loving you, baby, is where it's at. Yeah. What you done for me. No, baby, you set my heart free. Yeah. Oh, what a feel. Yeah. A feel. Yeah.
sense at all. Anyway, forgive me, baby, if I do wrong. I haven't been a true man for so long. Let me say before I forget, loving you, baby, is where it's at.
Six in the queue? Is there another caller in the queue,
Yes, it is, and of course it is. Before she introduced herself, of course, you know, you got to do everything right. This young lady is the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee and our most tenured host at this outstanding and storied network, Miss Antonia Bass. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the introduction, Producer Ngozi. Yes, hi, how are you, Brother Terrence? It's always good to hear your show. And
yes.
I will say it's just
yes.
a delight to hear you have the very dignified Braxton, Brother Braxton, who seems as though that he's well-intentioned about helping others to know about what happened when he's working at some of these facilities that may not
yes.
have your best interest at harm, best interest in the eyes of the public and the people that, you know, may be up to something and they can do you harm. You know, I've always had wondered why they have, let's just say, asked you when you go to the emergency room, no matter what it's for, you know, how's your heart? You try not to be suspicious because, after all, you like to believe that some people are in the business for what it was intended on when they developed hospitals here in the United States many years ago. But as time went on, you've seen some things, you heard some things, and there are times in the media where you've seen where people have pulled the plugs on people. There was a movie called Coma that made me think years ago that came out and about them harboring bodies and inducing them into by using medicines. And it was just a coincidence that this honest doctor, she had said something to the effect of, you know, about her curiosity about what was happening at the hospital. Well, I got to absolutely find out that upon leaving from down south, there was a child whose eyes were, the cornea or whatever it was removed from her eyes. And it was in the newspaper, that's how come I can say that this had occurred when she drowned. I believe the parents had her re-examined by the coroner, county coroner. But to bring it up to date, you know, I've seen where there were questions, how's your heart? Well, you don't want nobody to think anything bad just because they asked you about your heart. But then there were other questions about do you drink, do you smoke? And, you know, some people tell you that maybe because they just want to make sure, you know, that's to your advantage to continue to stay on that path. And there have been times when I've seen documents that were in a particular facility, which is no longer here, and they would have you to sign something. as if to imply that, you know, your body will be turned over to science without, because they're so used to people, especially if they're not well enough to, you know, find out that they were wanting you to turn over your body to science and whoever and whatever. And you hate to think that it's done for money, but I did hear that it was a great big market in making sure people receive other people's organs, especially if they don't have any bad habits out there, you know, especially when it comes to drugs and things like that. And so, you know, it's good to at least stay on top of things. It's good to keep your family informed about what's going on with you, that you, the
and
ones
you notice,
that you can trust. Go ahead, please.
You notice sometimes when you go in, they'll say, are there any family members with you? If you say no, they might not come out. It's good for the blacks to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Always
I've been
tell someone you're in the hospital,
yeah,
just going by yourself.
Right. I was asked before. Yeah, I was asked before, did I come by myself? I was saying to myself, now, it'll be different if I was going to be sedated and they wanted to. I said, now, do they think I'm a fool? Do they think I'm going to leave the house and not at least write a description or inform people that I would have to go to the hospital for one time I had a piece of glass in my foot, small piece. And it, you know, that needed to be gotten out by a real top-notch doctor eventually, which I had to go to in another facility. But, yeah, do they think that, you know, like the first place, well, the other place, it wasn't an emergency room, though. I said, to ask me that question, did I come by myself? I said, do they realize that some of us are not the dummies that they think that we are in some cases? When you have somebody talking to you in a nasty way, you better watch that. You know, I don't care how younger or older they are.
Yeah, it's their perception of us is not good. And some of that's due to us, but some of it's just due to how they are. The blacks have to wake up.
Definitely have to wake up.
Correct.
Thanks for calling.
And with that being said, thank you very much. I appreciate you responding. And thank you very much, Brother Terrence, and congratulations on your nomination. I know that you are definitely one of the people who deserve to be, you know, honored the way you are. So with everything that Brother Hooney said, I think that's fabulous. And it was good to hear the Jersey Jewel on earlier. I apologize about, you know, hearing the net last week, but at least the catcher on your show was a delight too. So thank you very much, and you all have a good night.
Thanks, Miss.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I just want to tell Dr. O that I'm going to bring him on my Facebook thing. I'm just going to have to remove someone, and then I'll bring him.
Okay.
It's good to pick your friends wisely, you know?
Yes. This whole body part thing is just fascinating. It's really tripping me out.
Whole topic in itself.
Yes.
Do you have any next of kin?
Yes.
Maybe doctor, you go into the emergency room, Dr. Frankenstein starts interviewing you.
Wow. That's something. That's something.
So a lot of
all right. Another track by Brother O in the Net Radio Hall of Fame. Brother O, what you got for us? So I think we have another caller in the queue, caller 8. Who am I speaking with? You want to know your right, show?
Hi, good evening, Brother Terrace. How are you? This is Tintilla J. How are you tonight? And to your guest, Eugene Braxton, how are you tonight?
You're good.
Doing great.
That's good. That's good. I'm enjoying the show tonight and want to just pop on and just comment a little bit about the use of crystals. I heard Eugene talking about the use of crystals and various things like that. You know, crystals, they've been around forever. And, you know, they're in the Bible. As a matter of fact, Aaron, his breastplate was actually made of crystals. And the crystals on his breastplate, he had 12. And they all represented like the 12 tribes of Israel. And if we look at the 12 months in the year, you know, we have the gemstones and crystals that represent each month of the year. And I don't know who came up with the, you know, ideology of what crystal should go with what month, but we have a different crystal for each month of the year. You know, mine is peridot because I'm born in August. But there are all types of crystals. There's many, many crystals. But a lot of people just look at the main ones that you hear about most of the time. But there are so many, hundreds of different crystals. Also, you know, like the Chinese and the Japanese, they use crystals all the time. You know, you have the jade over in Asia, the emeralds over in Asia that they tend to use a lot. However, with the crystals, you know, it could be like a catch-22. Today it has become such a fad to use crystals amongst, like, you know, teenagers, like maybe 16, 17-year-olds, and then up until like 20s and 30s, and now even some people in their 40s, but mainly between like the ages of 16 to about 35 or 40. That age group, they're using crystals a lot today, but it's a fad for them. And some of them don't even know the meaning of it. And to use crystals, people need to be very careful. You have to do a lot of research. And the use of crystals in certain ways can also open up the gates for evil, for evil spirits, and, you know, for the dark side of things. And people have to be very careful. I heard Eugene talk about how some people, you know, use it for protection and to fight off evil spirits or to, like, put something out evil for someone else. And, you know, to use crystals for evil purposes, I don't think is right. And for people that use crystals to protect themselves, to me, like, I don't believe in the use of crystals to for protection or anything else, because I believe in God. So to me, God is my protection, and so I don't need to, like, use a crystal or wear a crystal for that purpose. And, you know, it's like with people with the Catholics that, you know, wear the rosary around their neck and all that stuff, and they grab the rosary and pray to a rosary thinking it's going to protect them from evil. Yeah. The rosary has no power. You know, God is the power. So I do believe in the power of God for healing, for safety, and whatever else that we need, finances. You know, you can pray to God, and if you live right and do what he requires and tells us to do, we can have all of that stuff, and we don't need to have a crystal to bring about prosperity or anything else like that. However, crystals are beautiful, and I like crystals. And, you know, it's okay to wear a crystal because you like the way it looks or something like that, but as far as giving that crystal credit for power, you know, that's something I don't do at all. You know, I like diamonds. I like emeralds. I like amethyst. Amethyst is one of my favorite crystals because it's purple, and that's my favorite color. And if we look at the history of the amethyst, you know, an amethyst crystal is something that's very awesome. But again, I don't look at, like, what they say the crystals can do. But I like to research different things, and, you know, I did a research on crystals years ago and used to teach, like, well, not teach, but do seminars on crystals and the use of crystals. And back in the days of old, like over in Egypt and all those different parts of Africa, you know, they wore crystals. They also wore, like, bracelets, like copper and bronze, because those minerals, those elements, they have different minerals that are in them that can draw out toxins and different things like that. And that's fine. But as far as using crystals and, you know, people are like, oh, this is going to ward off evil. Hey, people wear crystals every day, and evil still comes their way. Because to use it to ward off evil, that's just not, you know, that's not the right way to ward off evil. But I love your topic, Eugene, and, you know, you have a lot of knowledge, and I enjoyed this show tonight. Brother Terrace, you always have some very interesting guests and some very interesting topics. And I definitely appreciate what you do on a constant basis with all of these topics that make people think. And, you know, and everybody that listen, y'all all need to go do some research on crystals and the use of crystals and start using them in a proper way. And there's so many beautiful stones out here because God, and, you know, God, yes, he created the crystals. And in the Bible days, they were used differently than the way people try to use them today. However, in the Bible, they were used in the wrong way for a lot of the pagan people in the Bible that used them to, you know, try to harm people and different things like that. So that all, to me, this opens up the doors for, like, witchcraft and different things like that, which a lot of people today do use those crystals as a part of their witchcraft rituals and different things like that.
Yes.
So, and Eugene, where are you located?
I'm like Terrence from Philly.
You're in Philly. Oh, okay. Awesome.
Well,
okay.
I'm in New York
Philly
now, but the East Coast, yeah.
Oh, you're
Philly
in New York now.
Mainly,
okay.
So.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Are you from
Pennsylvania? I'm a natural. Yes, I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm in Pennsylvania, in Philly now.
Okay.
I'm a naturopathic doctor and a holistic health practitioner and certified natural health professional. And so I definitely believe in, you know, like different modalities for health and wellness and healing of the body and definitely to eat right. So I'm into all of that and helping people to become healthy and stay healthy and get off of medications. So that's what I do, but I love hearing different topics, and I love it because knowledge is power.
It is. In fact, you said you're a naturopathic doctor?
Yes.
Okay, I may have to contact you because I'm looking actually for a naturopathic doctor.
Oh, okay. Definitely contact me. Definitely contact me. Yep. And I guess in Europe, well, I heard you saying your Facebook friends are full right now, but I'll shoot you a message on Messenger. And,
okay.
And now is your Facebook name the same, Eugene Braxton?
The same, yes.
Okay. So I'll shoot you a message on Facebook and all. And if you have a pen now, you can jot down my number. It's 844-642.
Okay, wait, one second.
Okay.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I can hear it off the interview.
Okay.
Yeah. Or unless you want to give it to Terrence and he'll give it to me.
Nope.
Yeah, that's fine, too. And anybody else that's listening, y'all even latch your pass. My number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. If y'all need a natural pass, I am here for you. Yep. And again,
yeah,
Terrence,
better,
thank you for your interesting shows.
Thank you. Thank you, Chinchilla.
Oh, and congratulations.
Thank you.
As well.
Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you. Congratulations on your all-time connection record, too, Terrace.
Thank you. She's another one of our hosts.
Okay. Too smart. Nice.
She's on every Sunday. She's on.
Okay. Yeah, very professional.
Yep.
But, yeah, those doctors are very, very developed. I used to work in a med school, so I met about 8 years worth of med students, and I knew the deans and stuff well too. And the good ones are really together. Anyone who studies medicine, they know their stuff. But let me say this too, Terrence, regarding the whites. It's good for the blacks to know about their own lives and stuff. Like with the whites, the regular whites are actually okay and really cool. It's the systems that are in control, the white systems that really do the damage. But the everyday working white is of really no threat to the blacks. The blacks are more threat to themselves than the normal day-to-day whites are to us. And so anytime we get in a super jam like the George Floyd thing, you see the whites come and back us up. After ourselves, they're the ones who will quickly come to our aid more than the other groups. Sometimes the Jews, but especially the whites. And the blacks have to stop seeing them as enemies and start seeing them as friends. Because however you treat a person, that's how they'll act back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's why I like spirituality, because most people are pretty cool like that. They're not into like the race thing. They're just into the quality of the character of the person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all on an equal footing here. But
right.
The last caller was really good.
Yes, yes. Yes, he was talking about the cosmetic attributes of the stones versus whatever the energy attributes of the stones are. I'm very interested in the energetic aspects of the stones and crystals and things.
Yeah, now, I mean, like with the crystals and stuff, it's not crystals. I mean, they're aids. You know, if someone wants to believe that a cross can help them, it will. If someone believes that the crystals will actually help them, no matter if you believe in them or not. But there are tools and aids as you progress up to the higher ladders to meeting and mixing in with God. When those psychic powers and questions and things like that come up, you're actually to ignore them. Crystals can be used for healing and a lot of good things and for protection, but they're just aids along the way, similar to meditation.
Exactly.
It's a tool to be used to go up those higher steps to the ultimate prize, which is God. And the person can see God, talk to God, and mix in with him while they're still alive here. Like I said on the last show, even through a powerful dream, you can see God. And a lot of abilities can be gotten through dreams and through meditation. That's the easiest and most free way to do it. At a certain level, the person will get into it, and it's good to know because they can help.
Yeah.
I need to get some crystals, too, maybe from Sister Kay.
Okay, good. Well, I think it's time for Ngozi time to wrap up. Brother O?
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that called in tonight that made it and not caused it robbery for you to be able to listen to great programming right here at WBNN. And, of course, what more can I say to the 2020 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend as being the Linear New Host of the Year, and this year in 2022 being nominated for, you know, the wonderful Hall of Fame. Mr. Terrence Strength on his 41st all-time connection record right here at WBNN. It is wonderful, his 41st all-time, and I'm so glad tonight. And all the people that, you know, enjoy our program and continue to, because tomorrow night we come back here with another legend, a young lady that's been on our, you know, radio network almost a year, but she's been doing it for 25 years in regular A&R and alternative radio. It's Ava Holly and Casual Chat right here, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time at WBNN. And, of course, we have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are at Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Ola Dada Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, Dying Goes with My, and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dada Malay with Ngozi, saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio to support us on a constant basis. And now, to the 2022 International Net Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee for his final words, Mr. Terrence Strength. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank everyone for chiming in tonight, all the callers, and for all your comments. I want to thank you for those comments. Brother Braxton, another great show, making it all thing. I appreciate you for coming on this evening. I'll talk to you after the show. I'm sure we're going to be talking to each other anyway.
Okay.
And I really had a great time. I will see you guys in 4 weeks. With another great show. And remember, tell someone you love them. Stay safe out there. COVID is still lurking. And I will see you guys in 4 weeks.
Thank you.
All right, friends.